Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. It is The Savage Nation. Missed the Nobel Peace Prize. Canceled a summit with Putin. That's a big story. No press conference, no consultation with Congress. The dictator rebukes the summit with Putin. Now, I have a couple of questions for all of you slavish worshippers of Obama. Who is the biggest loser here, Obama or Putin? And here's a second question for you. Aren't we supposed to have a summit when two sides don't agree? Isn't that the object of a summit? It's certainly not to just have a dinner. You sit down with the people you disagree with and work it out. So Obama pulls a hissy fit after visiting his big donors in Hollywood to tell him, look, here's how we play the game here. You're canceling that with Putin. Yes, he says to them. See, I looked into why he actually canceled this, and I have to tell you something. That he actually hurt himself and America's image by canceling the summit, allegedly over Snowden. It was much bigger than over Snowden. I don't believe a word of that. Do you know what I'm talking about? You listening to this show. Do you have any idea who Obama is? Do you know who Putin is? Do you have any idea why this is the most important story of the day? It's because it's never happened before that a so-called president would literally make a major policy decision like this without any consultations, without any press conference. Is he trying to trigger a new Cold War with Russia? There's something crazy about this man. He's getting increasingly narcissistic. He's getting increasingly cut off from reality. He goes on a comedian show to explain himself, not explaining himself through a press conference. This man worries me, and he's got 3.5 more years, big years, to damage America. How do U.S. leaders feel about Russia's behavior? Well, I think I would reverse it. Russia's behavior, let's see, what did Russia actually do? Russia embraced a fugitive who leaked U.S. secrets. Well, many people in America think that he's actually a whistleblower rather than a traitor. So now Obama uses that as a front to cancel a meeting, a one-on-one summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Really? You think that's the real reason? Well, there are some other big issues facing the U.S. and Russia that are the real reasons, and they're using Snowden as a cover. And one is Syria. Apparently, the United States wants to back al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood called the rebels. Make no mistake about it. McCain and Graham Cracker went over there to Egypt. And they're backing the Muslim Brotherhood, insisting the Muslim Brotherhood be put back into the political process. And in Syria, McCain and Graham Cracker want us to back al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood against Assad. So whose side is Obama really on? Missile defense, human rights, adoption. You see, last year Putin signed a law that banned U.S. adoptions of Russian children. The move was viewed in the U.S. as a real slap in our face. Well, I don't know that it really is. If you read the list of other issues that are on the table, the last one that's listed is gay rights. Now, I got to tell you something. I think that this announcement of the cancellation of the meeting with Putin is suspiciously related to his visiting, well, I must put it in a very simple way that is not insulting to gay people, but the powerful people of Hollywood, some of whom are trillionaires who happen to be gay, who were the first people to raise money for Obama and put him on the national stage, incidentally. There's no question in my mind they forced him into this position. And it's an untenable position. And America has lost face. And it's a disaster for us. This is what happens when the man starts answering to his donors rather than to his advisors, if he has any left. So I could ask you some questions. Oh, Mr. Nobel Peace Prize canceled the summit with Putin. Does it matter to you? Who's acting like the bully here, Putin or Obama? Who's the bigger loser here, Putin or Obama? Aren't we supposed to have a summit when sides do not agree? Does Obama look presidential or more like a snitty child throwing a fit? Now, let me ask you another question. Do you have any idea what this might do to our ability to travel to the space station? You realize that the very same great president terminated NASA, the world's most superior space agency. He eliminated it. Remember I wrote about it in one of my books? Have you forgotten what this man has done to our space agency? He destroyed it. He eliminated it. And what did he do? He said, well, don't worry. We can still get to the space station. We will buy seats on the Russian carrier, the shuttle. Originally, the seats were something like, I don't know what they were. They've gone up tenfold in price. Why? They have a monopoly. I suspect that Putin may now cancel the United States from traveling on the Russian rocket to our space station. The ramifications are overwhelming from what this narcissistic child is doing to us internationally, nationally, domestic. It's astounding. But I guess it's summertime and the living is easy. Obama had the nerve to say after he canceled this summit with Putin on the Jay Leno show, something that I found to be rather embarrassing. Well, a lot of things he said that were embarrassing. I want to go to the clip where he says in clip 4 that occasionally Russia slips back into a Cold War mentality. Listen to clip 4.
Were you surprised that Russia granted Snowden asylum?
I was disappointed because, you know, even though we don't have an extradition treaty with them, traditionally we have tried to respect if there's a lawbreaker or an alleged lawbreaker in their country. We evaluate it and we try to work with them. They didn't do that with us, and in some ways it's reflective of some underlying challenges that we've had with Russia lately.
Right.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Well, where does he say that they slip back into a Cold War mentality? That's the soundbite I was looking for. Apparently this was mislabeled, and I think that's now the next one, which is clip 5. Let's hear clip 5.
A lot of what's been going on hasn't been major breaks in the relationship, mm-hmm. and they still help us on supplying our troops in Afghanistan. They're still helping us on counterterrorism work. They were helpful after the Boston bombing in that investigation. So there's still mm-hmm. a lot of business mm-hmm. that we can do with them. But there have been times where they slip back into Cold War thinking and a Cold War mentality. And
let's stop right there. I'll ask the audience in America listening to the Savage Nation on over 200 stations on the Savage Nation, who is slipping back into a Cold War mentality here? Putin or Obama? I'll let you decide. Maybe somebody in the government will understand the danger we are in from this crackpot who is running America off the rails on virtually every level, from the economy, military, you name it. The man is taking the country apart brick by brick. He is destroying the greatest nation on earth brick by brick and getting away with it. Why? Because there's no media. The government media complex is really the media government complex. The Democrat Party and the media is, by and large, a single entity. You know what I'd like to do for you right now in the Savage Nation is take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to play some of the things this man said, Mr. Nobel Peace Prize. Remember he was given a Nobel Peace Prize when he became president simply because he was allegedly the first black president? He got a Nobel Peace Prize before he did anything, remember? Well, isn't a Peace Prize winner supposed to seek peace? Isn't a Peace Prize winner supposed to sit down with an opponent and try to work it out rather than saying, I'm not going to go see you because I don't like what you did on Snowden? Well, it's not about Snowden. It's because some of the big Hollywood donors no doubt sat down with him and said, you know what we want you to do? We want you to cancel your visit to Putin. At least that's one man's opinion, Michael Savage, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118. $15,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-282-3885 for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-282-3885. 800-282-3885.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
KSFO traffic, big delays. Campbell northbound 17 past Hamilton Avenue. It's a crash. Injuries involved. Two left lanes blocked. Maybe the two right lanes are blocked now. Traffic is backed up almost Highway 85. Southbound 17 backed up onto 880, which is slow southbound from Montague Expressway down to the Hamilton Interchange. Northbound 101 slow up the peninsula pretty much from Marsh Road now up towards Highway 92. Slow in and out of San Francisco. Giants game tonight. I'm Dave Fauch, KSFO.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
Hi, I'm Diane Carradue. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to StopMedicareFraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has thanks to the health care law. New resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds. And how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to StopMedicareFraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you don't have enough cash to pay the bills that are due, things tend to go from bad to worse. You get late fees on the bills and then overdraft fees from your bank. Maybe you even got a payday advance to keep your head above water. That's when a personal loan from Cash Call can help. Just make the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH. In as fast as a day, up to $5,000 could be in your bank account with no collateral, even if your credit's less than perfect. All we need is your signature and some simple paperwork faxed or emailed. Get enough cash to pay those bills and that very expensive payday loan and give yourself some breathing room. Then repay the loan over time with fixed monthly payments, or to keep interest expense down, pay it back early with no penalty or fee. So if you need cash fast, make the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH or go to cashcall.com.
Subject to credit approval. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Corporation California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
That's 855-876-CASH.
Weekdays at noon.
Went out there, gets the job, and he's done nothing but blame everybody and anybody for his failure.
Sean Hannity on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
There is no spying on Americans. We don't have a domestic spying program. What we do have are some mechanisms where we can track a phone number or an email address that we know is connected to some sort of terrorist threat. And you know, that information is useful. But, you know, what I've said before, I want to make sure I repeat, and that is we should be skeptical.
Or turn it about off. He's a liar. His pants are on fire. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. It's an embarrassment on top of it all. I mean, I know politicians have to lie to get where they are. Not all, but most. Let's put it that way. It's now reaching a point of not being comedic in the political arena. It's being demonic in the political arena, and that's what's worrying me. This man is increasingly becoming more and more insulated from reality. I watched a little bit of the Jay Leno replay on a news show this morning, and I saw how he just tosses things off with a certain aplomb, like Mr. Cool. You know, just throw it out there, and everyone's going to gobble it up because he's God himself. And all I thought was, is this is a man who has so many yes men and yes women around them that they get on their hands and knees, and they lick his boots and tell him how great he is. There's no criticism. I can tell you right now, looking at this guy, no one likes criticism. Let me be honest with you. No powerful man likes to be criticized. But wise, powerful men wisely have critics around them to keep them in line, or else they tend to become maniacs. Let me put it to you that way and let it hang in the air. Unless you have people who are willing to say, hey, look, that's BS, or look, that doesn't sound right, you're going to increasingly paint yourself into a corner, and you're going to become increasingly dangerous to yourself and all those around you. At least that's my opinion. So who is the biggest loser by canceling the summit with Putin? Is it Obama or Putin? And remember what I said to you. He says that Putin tends to slip back into a Cold War mentality. It seems to me that he is pushing us into a Cold War mentality. It seems that he wants a major confrontation with Russia. And I also reminded you, because most of you have gone to sleep because it's August and you don't even remember what he did, it was Obama who destroyed NASA. He eliminated NASA. We have no way to get to the space station anymore on our own. He's made us passengers on a Russian spacecraft to get to the International Space Station. Russia could tomorrow say, you know what, wise guy, I'll tell you what, you can walk there, or you can fly United, because you're not flying on our spacecraft at any price. Goodbye. Have a nice day. And I'll tell you, maybe Obama really wants that. Maybe he'd like to eliminate our space program so we have nothing in space, so we can let China get ahead of us. This is a very dangerous president on every level. Now, I wake up every day and I say to myself, look, you know, I know where I stand with regard to Obama because I've studied him, I've written about him. This is not based upon rhetoric. It's not based upon anything, pure analysis. But I said, you know, the people may not be ready to accept this. Maybe they think that you're being overly harsh. So why don't you take a different approach today? I can't. I try to. I think of another way to approach it. I try to give the man the benefit of the doubt. But at this stage, I don't know how to do it anymore. There's nothing he is doing that makes rational sense if you look at it from the point of view of a country that, let us say, wants national safety and international prestige. Everything he's doing is the opposite of what I would do or what I would advise a leader to do. Do you disagree with me on that? I'll take your calls on the Savage Nation. I'd like to hear what you have to say. Let's go to Yakko, if that's his real name, on WABC in New Jersey. Go ahead, please. Yakko.
Yeah, it's Yakko. Yeah. I think that Obama is a loser anyhow, and Putin doesn't care if he meets Obama or not. So Putin is for sure not the loser, and Obama is the loser anyhow. So that's the answer to the question.
No, that's an interesting, rhetorical answer. But, you know, Putin didn't lose face by Obama not sitting down with him. What does Putin care? Do you think Putin respects Obama by what you've seen in body language?
Absolutely not.
What do you think the Russians think of Obama behind the scenes when no one's listening?
They can't stop laughing. They don't say anything. They just can't stop laughing.
Now, is it racism or is it based upon the man's, let's say, immaturity, weakness? How would you put it?
It's not racism. I mean, the Russians are smarter than that. They couldn't care less if he's white, black, red, or green. I mean, it's policy. The man is a disgrace, and the Russians can't believe that this is really happening here.
Are you of Russian ancestry yourself?
No.
No, I'm just curious because there are people who are Russian speakers who are listening to the show, and I thank you very much for calling the program. I don't know how to go into this in any more detail other than to play more of the sound that this man put out on his own on a comedy show last night. The man is setting foreign policy on a comedy show, not at a legitimate press conference. Who does he think he's fooling? Let's put it to you this way. Thinking people were not taken in by his appearance on Leno. They knew who he was before, and they think he's the same after. So let's say the morons who don't read a newspaper, the imbeciles who don't go to the Internet, the morons, imbeciles, and idiots who go nowhere for their news but late-night comedy shows, do you think they were convinced by him? It doesn't matter if they were, because they're going to vote for him anyway. So if the morons, imbeciles, and idiots who vote for him are watching Jay Leno and they believe he made good points, they're going to vote for him anyway. So what's the difference? So what did he achieve by doing it? I don't understand. I don't know what he's doing here. Somebody is either misadvising him or he's not as smart as we think. Something is wrong here. Something is very wrong here. So let's go to some sound from the Leno show. And one of the best sound pieces, I don't even have the time for it. See, I knew this. You know what I'm going to play for you? Clip 17. Here is your Nobel Prize winning president way back when he first won the award for being, I guess, the first black president. Listen to clip 17.
I am both surprised and deeply humbled by the decision of the Nobel Committee. Let me be clear. I do not view it as a recognition of my own accomplishments, but rather as an affirmation of American leadership on behalf of aspirations held by people in all nations. To be honest, I do not feel that I deserve to be in the company of so many of the transformative figures who've been honored by this prize.
Well, that's true. That's the first honest thing he said. That was the first honest thing he said and the last honest thing he said. That he didn't feel that he deserves to be in the company of so many of the transformative figures who have been honored by this prize. That is true. That is true. But the issue is, aren't we supposed to have a summit when sides do not agree? And isn't that what a Nobel Prize is about, a peace prize? So do you think is he advancing the cause of peace by canceling the summit or advancing the cause of discord? I mean, do you have to be a genius to understand that question? No, I don't think so. It's the Savage Nation. What else? And
join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, I'm Michael Savage. Why have I been telling you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS? Why? Because your vehicle can get 22% better mileage. That's why. 22% better mileage. A study by Federal Consumer Protection backs it up. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Government test data describes it as very effective. It exceeds mileage guarantees, and it has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. These are amazing reports. They're real, and that's why I want you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS, especially now. The inventor and his product have received the attention of Motor Trend Magazine, Popular Science, and Popular Mechanics. He's even met with General Motors. Listen, this product has a positive 30-year track record, and it's made in the USA. That's right, made in America, not China. 22% better mileage. Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427. Get up to 22% better mileage. Just call 800-LESS-GAS now.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowler, Sound Talk 560 KSFO. Start with a major accident in Campbell, northbound 17 past Hamilton Avenue. Had a few of the lanes blocked. Now it's only the right lane blocked. Three left lanes reopened. Traffic is still backed up from Highway 85 southbound 17 backed up onto 880, which is slow from Montague Expressway. Eastbound 80 is the lower deck as you head towards Treasure Island. Looks for a stalled car on the on-ramp from the island. Northbound 680 past Andrade. We've got a crash. It looks like possibly blocking the left lane. Things slow over the Sunol Grade from Mission Boulevard south. Still slow to Union City, northbound 880 from about Alvarado Niles up towards A Street and Hayward. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
At the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, see a different band every Friday night for free. This Friday, see War. Full lineup at beachboardwalk.com.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, and I'm here to talk to you, yes, again, about Ovation Cell Therapy. Now, summer's coming to a close, and you're really going to start to notice all the damage you've done, whether it's with chlorine, being out in the sun, or just not treating it properly. You can take all of the damage and reverse it simply by using Ovation Cell Therapy. Ovation Cell Therapy has the ability to take your hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first few washes. And trust me, I had done years worth of damage, and Ovation actually took my hair and completely transformed it just within the first couple weeks of using the product. So what you need to do is run to your computer and go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout so you can get a special introductory offer. Again, that's ovationhair.com, and make sure you remember to enter KSFO at checkout so you get your special introductory discount.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Homeowners, do you have low water pressure in your house? When you flush a toilet, does the person in the shower have to run for cover so they don't get scalded? Or have you or your neighbors had leaks in their pipes? Many people don't realize that these problems are caused by old pipes that are either corroding down to a trickle or just plain springing a leak. Fortunately, this problem can be solved by repiping your home. I'm Jeff Butler of Repipe Specialists. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you by replacing their old corroded pipes with new, high-quality PEX or copper pipes. It only takes us 1 or 2 days to repipe an entire home, plus we patch the walls and give you a lifetime guarantee. And in celebration of 20 years of repiping, right now on approved credit, when you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Just call 800-737-4746. That's 800-REPIPING, 800-737-4746.
Is there heavy drinking in the Obama administration? I mean heavy, heavy drinking.
Mark Levin.
What the hell is with these people?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Look, a number of months ago on the Savage Nation, or a year ago, I said that the only thing that can save America is a nationalist party. Many of you jumped at that idea, and others were offended or frightened by the idea of a nationalist party. I don't want to get into a sidetrack here, but I've never seen a president who has as little nationalist spirit as Obama. I am not talking about an arrogant attitude. I'm not talking about great power chauvinism. I'm not talking about conceit based upon the history of the nation, because every nation, big or small, has its strong and weak points. Let's be clear about that. But never before have I seen a president who rarely, if ever, refers to anything patriotic, or rarely, if ever, refers to the nation in a positive term, in positive terms. Moreover, I've never seen a president who does everything to undermine the power of the nation and the prestige of the nation. How else shall I put it? He seems to be obsessed with college issues, gay marriage, global warming, you name it, a watch list of idiocy that has currency in Hollywood and in academia, but nowhere else where intelligent people congregate. Even Mao Zedong, one of the worst Hitlers in modern history, was a patriot. And I remember reading quotations from Chairman Mao. Remember back when those little red books were circulating in America, when everyone thought they were cool wearing blue uniforms or the little blue caps with red stars in the early 70s? That little red book. Well, in one of the chapters of Mao Zedong, a hero of the American left, a man who was responsible for the deaths of 60 million people at the very least, but a hero nevertheless to these fools. He wrote on the patriotism and internationalism the following. He said, can a communist who is an internationalist at the same time be a patriot? Mao Zedong wrote, we hold that he not only can be, but must be. The specific content of patriotism is determined by historical conditions. So what he was saying is, yes, we're communists, we're internationalists, but we're also patriots with regard to pride in China. Obama has no pride in America. He has contempt and derision towards our nation. Internationalist though he may be, and it's clear to me he is failing as an internationalist, alienating in this case Vladimir Putin, because his ego was in some way incited by something or other, or he was told to do this by the fools of Hollywood who think that they're God Almighty simply because of gay rights. I don't know exactly what triggered this, but it makes no sense whatsoever. If you have a disagreement with Putin over Snowden, which is the cover story, you go and you meet Putin, you meet with him over Snowden, you meet with him over Syria, you meet with him over human rights, you meet with him over adoption rights, you meet with him over gay rights. You don't say, I'm not going, like a child, like a girl at a prom. So the whole thing is something's wrong here. Something's wrong here. Mr. Nobel Peace Prize cancels a summit with Putin. It's a shock, actually. It's one of the biggest stories of the year. And it's gone completely, you know, let's say missed by the media. In Moscow, the Kremlin today said it's disappointed, but Russia remains ready to work with the United States on a variety of issues. Well, what are they going to say? They have legitimate foreign policy activists working for them. They know how to talk. But Obama's decision is going to deepen the chill between the two nations. I mean, they disagree on Syria. Why? Think about it. Just think about Syria. Which side is Putin on in Syria? Putin's on the side of the dictator, Assad, a murderous, horrendous individual, a murderer of the worst order. But if you have to make a choice between one devil and the other, I don't think anyone listening to this program would think that we should be sending advanced weaponry to the so-called rebels, who we all know by now that the rebels are the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda. Everyone knows that. Except McCain and Lindsey Graham, who are obviously arms peddlers. It looks to me like McCain and Lindsey Graham are simply lobbyists for arms peddlers, glorified arms peddlers who want to sell weapons or give weapons to the so-called rebels for whatever the reason, probably to do with money, nothing else. There's never any reason other than money. Putin, we understand. Syria is basically a client state of Russia. Syria is a client state of Russia. I said it wrongly. Assad is a puppet of Russia to a great extent. Assad is not a Muslim by any means. He's a Stalinist by any analysis. In that sense, he fits into the sphere of influence of Russia. So let's be clear about this. It's in their interest to make sure that Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood doesn't take over Syria. It should be in our interest to make sure that the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda doesn't take over Syria. Do you want chemical weapons in their hands? Is that where you want them? How do you not see the mess here created by Hillary Clinton and Obama? How do you not see it? How do you not see the mangled mess created by these fools, these academic fools? I ask myself every day. Every day I get up and say, what is this idiot going to do next? And I wake up and he does it. He goes on a television show and he makes stupid statements. And he tells it to a comedian. But even Jay Leno stabbed him in the back, by the way. I don't know if you know this. While Obama, the president of the United States of America, is waiting backstage to make a fool of himself on a comedy show, jokes were told about the president of the United States that are actually quite shocking. Listen to clip 17. You're not going to believe it.
I am both surprised and deeply humbled by the decision of the Nobel Committee. Let me be clear.
Wrong clip. I got two clips by the same. We're having a wonderful show today. We have gray mice working somewhere. They're both numbered 17.
The White House has admitted that President Obama's chief of staff had advance warning the IRS was targeting conservative groups, but never told the president. Well, President Obama says the first time he heard about the IRS scandal and the AP phone record scandal, first time you heard about it was from the media. See, that's why President Obama holds press conference, not to explain what's going on, to find out what's going on. The president didn't know about Benghazi, didn't know about the IRS scandal, didn't know about the AP scandal. You know what this means? They took Don't Ask, Don't Tell out of the Pentagon and moved it into the White House. Not looking good for President Obama. Today his teleprompter took the fifth. That's a bad sign when that happened. In fact, they've changed their slogan from Yes, We Can to No, I can't remember. I'm sorry. President Obama says he's renewing his efforts to close Guantanamo Bay. Guantanamo Bay? How about closing the IRS? Why don't we do that? Okay. See, when I was growing up, we were always afraid of Big Brother watching us. And now with Obama, we actually have a brother watching us. See what I'm saying? But President Obama said, although people are being watched, President Obama said, no one is listening to your phone calls. He said, no one in the government is listening to your phone calls. And you know, I believe the president. Have you ever called a government agency? Huh? The person on the other end is never listening. You can talk to you blue in the face. They're never listening to what you say. I always love when politicians say things like this. President Obama said today he welcomes a national debate over our surveillance policy. He said it's a debate we wouldn't have had 5 years ago. 5 years ago? Debate we wouldn't have had 2 weeks ago if they all hadn't gotten caught. That's why we're having the debate. Exactly. Bad day on Wall Street. The stock market dropped over 350 points today. See, I knew Obama shouldn't have come back home. I knew this would have happened. Today, President Obama announced the appointment of a man named Daniel Werfel as the new acting commissioner of the Internal Revenue. The other guy was fired. See, they're called acting commissioner because he has to act like the scandal doesn't involve the White House. That's how the acting part comes from right there. A lot of critics are now comparing President Obama to President Nixon. The good news for Obama, at least he's no longer being compared to President Carter. But man, these White House scandals are not going away anytime soon. I tell you how bad it's looking for President Obama. People in Kenya are now saying he is 100% American. That's how bad it's got. Well, yesterday, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell charged that there's a culture of intimidation throughout the Obama administration. That's what McConnell said. He said there's a culture of intimidation. Really? Anybody intimidated by Barack Obama? Huh? He can't even keep Joe Biden in line. Actually, President Obama made a surprise visit to a school in Baltimore on Friday. And these kids, you know, these little kids are so much more sophisticated nowadays. Yeah, here's the video. Take a look.
In regards to Benghazi, what did you know? And where did you know it?
Mitch McConnell says you govern by intimidation. Is that true?
Isn't it unconstitutional to secretly obtain foreign records of AP reporters?
Who inside the IRS has the plan to target conservatives?
President Obama told a group of school children that broccoli is his favorite food. You know, it's one thing to lie to the voters, okay? But, you know, when you're lying to kids, come on, come on. And last week, President Obama told a group of school children that broccoli was his favorite food, which the kids seemed to believe. They believed him. Then he told them Obamacare would reduce the deficit, and the kids all burst out laughing.
Pretty good stuff. Actually, his writers are really good. That's over the last few months. The first 60 seconds was from last night. The rest was before. Some of it's very well written. I mean, the comedy writers for these major guys are smart. The issue is, though, how do you feel about a president being ridiculed like this over a six-month period and then going on the guy's show? It doesn't make sense to me. Again, who is he talking to? So there we are. We're waking up almost like with a hangover from this guy on a daily basis. We all feel like we're stumbling around, not knowing what he's going to do next. There's no reason. There's no rhyme to what he's doing. The southwest border with Mexico is wide open. The illegals are coming across in droves, knowing that he's going to grant them amnesty so they can vote for Democrats and turn it into a one-party system forever. It's astounding to me. The Hassan trial, the Major Nidal Hassan that we talked about yesterday, the workplace violence trial, remember that one? The Muslim major who killed 13 and wounded 32, making a mockery of our justice system. He should have been put up before a firing squad within 60 days and shot. What kind of mockery is this that we let this go on? Everyone there knows he killed those people and he shot the others. What's the trial all about? It's to make a mockery of our legal system. Obama has not said one word about the victims of this workplace violence at Fort Hood, has he? yet he had the nerve to stick his nose into the Trayvon Martin Zimmerman case, saying that if he had a son, he would look like Trayvon Martin. Well, he should have said that if he had a son or a daughter, they would have looked like the veterans who were shot to death by Nidal Hassan. But he let this case drag on for four straight years, hasn't he? Sweeping it under the rug. So nothing seems to be quite right. Not in Foggy Bottom, not on Air Force One, not in the White House, not even in the outhouse. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-399-5564 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-399-5564. 1-800-399-5564. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Two out of three Americans say they no longer trust the government. And for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Here's a vote. Traffic northbound 17, Hamilton Avenue, Campbell. All lanes open from an earlier injury crash. Traffic recovering, but it was backed up to Highway 85. New problems southbound 880 Montague Expressway. Two left lanes blocked by this crash. That gives you the two right lanes and a big backup now developing before Highway 237. Northbound 680 still slow. Mission Boulevard south over to Andrade. Earlier crash cleared there as well. Still slow northbound 101 from 280 to the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSVO.
You know the TV show where some lucky family gets a complete home makeover absolutely free? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Well, System Pavers is offering a free outdoor living space design to all listeners who respond to this ad right now by calling 877-PAVE-002. Our design consultant will come to your home, shoot photos, and design your dream exterior oasis, complete with digital renderings, absolutely free. A landscape architect would charge thousands for a similar design. This season, love your home again with our beautiful interlocking paving stones, SP Turf, fire pits, custom-built-in barbecues, and wonderful outdoor lighting. Act now and take advantage of our most aggressive pricing ever, and with your good credit, get 12 months no interest. Remember, this incredible free design offer is available to all listeners right now. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or click systempavers.com.
La, 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 after a relaxing night at La Quinta, you know what salesman Jack Kirch gets?
Great work, Jack!
He gets his clients singing his praises. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next stay at LQ.com.
Ahoy, wineries. Join San Francisco Bay Boat Cruise's wine tasting cruise with stops at top wineries. Get over half off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, heard here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Join me tonight in Concord, Santa Clara tomorrow evening, and I'll give you the answers to all your financial planning questions. How will interest rates, Fed policy, and Detroit's bankruptcy filing affect your bonds and bond funds? With the stock market at an all-time high, what's next? And what should you do about it? Join me for the conversation and get lots of Q&A so you can make sure you're handling your money the right way. We'll talk about the topics most important to you. Whatever you want to ask, I'll give you the answers. Join me tonight in Concord, tomorrow in Santa Clara, 7 p.m. Just $15 and your guests are free, and all proceeds go to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc., an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
So the junior president in Egypt now is causing a mess beyond anyone's comprehension. We know that McCain has lost his mind completely. He goes to Egypt because Obama wanted him to go. The people have stood up and they said, hey, we don't want the Muslim Brotherhood. We have rejected the mixing of religion and politics. And they take to the streets to throw out Morsi, who was there as a representative of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a blending between religion and politics. Basically, it's an Islamic state. The people said, go to hell. We don't want to live in the 15th century. Take your garbage. And they throw them out. So now the U.S. government sends this idiot McCain and Lindsey Graham cracker. And Lindsey Graham cracker and McCain say that you should leave the prisoners out of jail. You should release them from jail. Two U.S. senators came to Egypt yesterday with a message for the country's new military-backed leaders. Release Islamist figures as a gesture to the Muslim Brotherhood or risk making a huge mistake. This is beyond comprehension. The Egyptians reacted immediately. They say it's unacceptable interference in internal politics. Can you believe what's going on? That this president, wherever you turn, is on the side of Islamists, murderers, and more than that, on the side of Islamists who are in politics. The Egyptian people want nothing to do with a mixture of religion and politics in their leadership. Isn't Obama clearly an atheist? He is to me. He renounces religion fundamentally by never referencing it, never referencing God, or basically doing a mumbo-jumbo once in a while. So he himself is not into the religion. He's a pure, unadulterated Leninist, in my opinion, and a bad one at that. He's not even clever enough to be a great Leninist. And he wants the Egyptians now to have a quasi-religious party running the country. Does that make sense to you? Why is McCain doing this? Why is Lindsey Graham, another turncoat, doing this? On whose behest? I can only think that they're doing it on behalf of the arms manufacturers. There's no other explanation for it. It's the military-industrial complex. Anytime I see McCain operating in this madness, in this mad manner, I think it's to do with the military-industrial complex, the shipping of weapons to Egypt. So they are now saying they want the U.S. to stop trying to impose conditions on their nation. It's unbelievable to me. So wherever you turn, we seem to be on the wrong side of things. Am I wrong in this? I'm asking you, do you think I'm wrong in this? Do you think I have this upside down, or do you think I'm correct? I'll take it the other way. I'm open for suggestion. How could this man get everything so wrong? Who is advising him? Valerie Jarrett? Her name came up. Who is she? Some shadowy figure from Chicago's backwards who made a fortune in real estate swindles and deals, according to those who've studied her background? She's now advising Obama on what to do? Who is this woman? They say she's the one who ordered that we stand down in Benghazi and let the ambassador get killed. All trails lead to Valerie Jarrett. Well, she hasn't been fired. She's still there. Why? Who is she? Where does she derive her power? From where does she derive her power? So let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation. Time is short. And many of you have some important things that you want to say. Rich on WABC, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation out of New York City.
Yeah, I just want to say, these days I seem to have more respect and admiration for the Russian government because they stuck to their history. They stuck to their... what was their country and the heart of their country. I don't know how, we're totally lost. Our government is. The people aren't. I'm not.
You want to hear something odd? People whisper to me that they wish Putin was president of the United States. I've heard people say that to me. I've heard people say that to me, that they have less fear of Putin than they do of Obama. I know that that's actually a facile statement, and the Russian people would have a different opinion. But I've heard people say that to me, rather intelligent people, that they'd rather have a strong man running this country than a man who nobody knows who he is or what he's doing or who he's answering to. See, the difference in the two is in that, in the simple fact that Putin represents, in almost every one of his acts, a nationalist fervor of Russia, Russian pride, Russian interests. It's pretty clear what he wants. And traditional Russian interests and Russian pride, for whatever you may think of those things. Obama, on the other hand, never acts in the interest of American pride and American interests, so far as I can tell. It's always the interests of donors or the interests of nefarious third world powers. I don't know who advises him or why or where they're coming from. Nevertheless, having said that, I'll take your calls at 855-407-282 in the next hour as well. Let's listen to a few other clips that we heard from last night. Let's hear clip number two from the Jay Leno show on the Savage Nation.
You know, it's a reminder that for all the progress we've made, getting bin Laden, putting al-Qaeda between Afghanistan and Pakistan back on its heels, that... You know,
wait, stop. Did you hear what he just said? Putting al-Qaeda back on its heels when just last week they said al-Qaeda is threatening our embassies, we're going to close them. Nobody is listening to him in the inner circle and saying, Mr. President, that makes no sense. You're just repeating the mantra from a year ago when you said al-Qaeda's on its heels. Now last week you said al-Qaeda's active again, we're closing the embassies. Do you understand this is a government in disarray? What actually has to happen for you people out there, let us say on the Democrat side, to recognize that this is a government in complete disarray that does not know from day to day what its messaging is and where they were yesterday? And just by appearing on the shows of morons, on the shows where morons, that shows that morons watch, does not make for a cogent domestic or foreign policy. That's my opinion. It's one man's opinion. I know many of you wait for me to get on the air every night, and I wait to get on the air every night. And sometimes I can't wait to say the things that are boiling inside of me. I know many of you want family stories, Teddy stories, car stories, boat stories, restaurant stories. I don't know. I don't think I can get to it today. I may or may not. I'll be right back to see. If you're president, $100 million trip to Africa, then Martha's Vineyard, comedy shows, basketball, parties, birthday cakes. You got to hand it to him. The man knows how to live. And living well, apparently, is the best revenge for him and the first family. And we've been talking about who is the biggest loser in Obama pulling a hissy fit and saying, I'm not going to go meet Putin because of Snowden. I've also, I think, disclosed to you that it's not about Snowden per se. There are other issues. I've also said to you that this administration can't even get its storyline correct. We've played sound bites, etc. And we've gone back to his Nobel Peace Prize acceptance speech, where he was given a Nobel Prize simply for being Obama before doing anything. But it leads to a major question, which is if you're a Nobel Prize winner, aren't you supposed to try to make peace, not war? So why would he slap Putin in the face like this? Why would he try to slap Putin in the face? Because he didn't achieve it. His limp-wristed attempt at slapping Putin in the face really showed him to be a very poor leader and showing very, very bad judgment. Who pulled this, who told him to do this, is anyone's guess. My guess, my personal guess, it's the bad boys of Hollywood who say this is how we do things around here. We'll just show them who we are. Let's go to the Drudge Report to see the latest stories and some of these I didn't even touch. Laugh Prison. Branson has a new airline to stage onboard comedy shows. I cannot believe this. I would never fly an airplane where they make you watch comedy shows. Are you kidding me? An airline with onboard comedy shows? It's not bad enough having to sit next to strangers for 5 hours. Now you have to listen to bad comedy? Pentagon may revise same-sex benefits. Well, you have to be married if you're gay to get the benefits. What does that mean? I don't know. I have no idea what that is. There were many other stories that I can touch on here. President to mark 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's dream with a speech at the Lincoln Memorial. I guess he's trying to trigger some more angst between the races. Why would he give a speech at the Lincoln Memorial and reread Martin Luther King's speech? Why? Other than to drive a stake into the heart of peace between the races. I found the story that's quite, you know, tragically heartbreaking. It's on the top of michaelsavage.com. And I want to point your attention. I want to bring your attention to it. There's a story of three black kids who beat a white boy senseless on a bus. Beat him up. A video of the attack has gone viral. Hundreds of thousands of viewers are horrified. But apparently, Jesse High Jackson, who's taken I Have a Dream and turned it into I Have a Scheme, and Al Sharpton, who's taken I Have a Dream and turned it into I Have a Scheme, have said nothing. Nothing about this horrifying event. Obama has said nothing about it. Zero. Take a look at it. Three blacks beat a white boy senseless. Obama, Jackson, and Sharptongue silent, as well as the complicit media. This is a frightening time in America. Egypt bristles as McCain and Graham urge freeing freeing Islamist prisoners. They said, go home, Yankee, go home. Who needs you here? Meanwhile, in California, a new regent of the University of California, the student representative, is a Muslim Brotherhood front. That's right. The organization CARE trained this new University of California Muslim woman in her techniques, her tactics, and her thinking to bring Sharia law to America. She's now a regent of the University of California. Is it any wonder that they've appointed no less than a figure as distinguished as Big Sis to be the new chairman of, or president of the University of California, once great system? I'm proud to say I earned my PhD from that system. And it still is a great university in some departments. Let's not sweep the whole thing under the, sweep the whole thing out with that. 855-407-282. At the same time, the Fort Hood murderer, Major Nidal Hassan, is using the trial as a soapbox, making a mockery of our justice system. Those of you who care about animals as I do, we finally have a picture of a ivory smuggler who was arrested with 1,500 pounds of ivory. He's been killing elephants or buying ivory from those who kill elephants for years. He should be executed. Meanwhile, here in Silicon Valley, Zuckerberg, Mr. Hoodie is fighting for cheap illegal labor. He's taken his first little baby step on the national political stage to demand amnesty for illegals, but we all know what it is. He and his cohorts in Silicon Valley simply want cheap illegal labor. Period. End of story. You think they care about the gardeners in their backyard? I don't. That's how I look at it. It's the Savage Nation. If you care to join the conversation, it's 855-407-282. Let's go to some callers on the program from across the nation. Memphis, Tennessee on WKIM. Shirley, thanks for calling. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
I think you're right. Obama should be doing everything he can to encourage peace. We give amnesty to Russian activists every day. Obama doesn't even want to have a real press conference because he doesn't want to be confronted with all these scandals.
Okay, so you agree with me that it's odd for a Nobel Peace Prize winner to be provoking a Cold War situation with Russia?
Yeah, and I'll let you probably already know this, Bobby. I'll remind you that the heel is the hubris to a Semitic person. So if you say put Al-Qaeda back on their heels, that's a good thing to Al-Qaeda. It means he's going to support them.
So you are a true polemicist.
I'm a what?
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it very much. Let's move along now to Missouri. Justin, you're on the Savage Nation on KZRG in Missouri. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Sad day in America, being from the drugged up, doped up, and entitled generation. Those of us that aren't dead or slaves to the system that are woke up have already been painted in the corner as extremists. Those of us.
Yeah, what I love is MSNBC every day calls anyone who loves America an extremist. Yes, I get it. What would you call them? The America haters, would they not be called extremists? Yeah, but why does General Electric fund that organization? That's the issue. Why would GE be funding such overt socialists and America haters has always been a question to me. The only reason I can figure out is that Jeff Immelt feels if you put all of these activists on a TV show, it's better than having them outside your corporate headquarters demanding that you pay your fair share of taxes. Thank you for that call. The time is about 14 minutes after the hour. You're invited to call the program on any topic we've touched on at 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivore wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsay Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product. If you handle right here, folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's carnivora.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY. 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. And order now.
Attention! Should the Tea Party continue to fight for the Constitution and against the many recent injustices? The Tea Party and many other individuals and organizations have been unfairly targeted and singled out by the IRS. The Tea Party is working tirelessly to stop these unconstitutional injustices. Call toll-free to record your opinion regarding our efforts by pressing 1 and saying yes, the Tea Party should fight, or by pressing 2 and saying no, the Tea Party should stand down. Please call toll-free 1-800-995-0920 right now and let the Tea Party know your stance. Paid for by theteaparty.net.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft, and he didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous, confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut him down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Don found out the hard way that identity theft is so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Okay, you're a homeowner and you're behind on your monthly mortgage payments. Well, guess what? You are not alone. So what are your options? Lose your home? Or how about trust the bank that put you in this position to help you get out of it? Yeah, okay, really? Well, if your situation is bad, you have nothing to lose at this point. So take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-213-6981. When you call the Foreclosure Defense Network, they will give you information that can stop your home from going into foreclosure. Information that can even get your home out of foreclosure. They can even lower your monthly mortgage payment and get rid of all your unsecured debt. And here's the best part. There's no fees if they can't help you. Make the call. 1-800-213-6981. That's 1-800-213-6981. The consultation is free. The programs are real. Don't lose your home. Call the Foreclosure Defense Network today. 1-800-213-6981. That's 1-800-213-6981.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Something that you don't always hear about when it comes to the housing market, and that is fixing our broken immigration system. It would actually help our housing market. It's pretty simple.
Granting amnesty to 30 to 50 to 60 million illegal aliens, says the president, would help our housing market. I guess he means prison housing. How does that figure? How would it help our housing market? He must mean prison housing, because 30% of our prison population consists of illegal aliens. So if you're going to add 30, 50, 60 million illegal aliens to the population, the prison population would go up, and that would help the prison housing market. Okay, I get it. Now listen to clip 10.
And the good news is, with the help of your senators, John McCain and Jeff Flake, the Senate has already passed a bipartisan immigration bill. It's got the support of CEOs and labor and law enforcement. This could
help. You're right, of course. Those who want cheap labor.
Here,
right.
So,
and it's good for law enforcement, too, because it'll increase the number of crimes. So you can see why labor want CEOs want the illegal aliens and cheap labor. You can see why unions want the labor to undercut their own members with cheaper prices for labor. And you can see why law enforcement is behind granting amnesty, because it would increase their business as cops. I guess business is slow in the police world. Then there's another strange story that I didn't get to the other day, but it's worth getting to. This is the stupidest thing I've seen the Republicans do in a long while. The GOP has threatened a boycott over a Hillary movie because she's appearing on NBC and they're going to cancel it. Who's going to lose by that? That sounds as smart as Obama canceling the summit with Putin. Listen to clip 11, please.
Groups like NBC and CNN that are in the business of news ought to take in consideration the fact that if you want to actually moderate and produce a debate that chooses a nominee for president on the Republican side of the aisle, that it would be reasonable to have the chairman of the party say, hang on a second, you ought not be doing feature films or documentaries and miniseries about what we know to be a very likely candidate that's running on the Democratic side of the aisle.
Well, why don't they just come up with a candidate who can compete with Hillary Clinton, who's perhaps the worst candidate in the history of the Democrat Party? She's vulnerable on many different fronts, but apparently the Republicans are so meek and so out of touch with reality, they have no one on the bench. No one on the bench who could run against her. That's how bad the country is right now. So what does he sounds like he's whining because they're running Hillary Clinton movies. Well, if you don't like it, come up with a candidate who trumps Hillary Clinton. That would be my decision. Listen to clip 12.
I don't think it matters if it's really negative or really positive. I think presidential elections are largely elections that go to the point of popularity. I think it's a cult of personality that's being built. And if Hillary Clinton runs, which it looks like she's gearing up to, then she will just build up her campaign, use the fact that news networks are building up her name.
Boy, this guy's a genius. Boy, this Reince Priebus is a real genius. Where'd they get him from? He's the head of the RNC. Where do these guys come from? I don't understand who this man is. He sounds like he doesn't really know what's going on. Let's play the last one, 13.
CNN and NBC can do what they want to do. That's their right.
Oh, God.
But it's also my right, Aaron, as chairman of the party, to say, if you go forward with this, then I'm going to choose not to include you, even if it's negative. I mean, unless you're an idiot like Anthony Weiner, generally, I will tell you, generally,
okay,
Aaron,
let's stop here. This is actually pathetic. The chairman of the Republican National Committee is whining that the networks are running positive pieces about Hillary Clinton, and he says, we're going to punish you. We're not going to let you interview our candidates. This is astounding to me. It doesn't get worse. It gets worse by the day, rather. We got a president who's in disarray and a Republican Party that doesn't exist at all. 855-407-282. Uri on WABC in New York. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Mike. It's an honor to speak with you. I totally disagree with you. I think that what Ryan's previous – I'm not a big fan of Ryan's previous, but I think what he is doing, what the RNC is doing, is incredibly brave and a really a first-timer that the RNC is formally standing up.
Wait a minute. They're going to punish the networks by saying if you do this by promoting Hillary, we're not going to let you have our candidates, whoever they may be, on your networks? That's punishing the networks?
That's punishing the networks. They want those debates. You saw how upset CNN and NBC got. They want these debates.
Are you serious? They want the networks want Republicans on? When? Which Republicans do they want on?
Which Republicans do they want? Whichever.
Are you kidding? Come on. Listen to me. The Republicans have no one on the bench who can defeat anybody because they won't take those who could and put them into a prominent position. There are several men on the Republican side who would make great presidents. Shall I name one of them? Who do you think I'm going to name?
CNN wants these debates. They get ratings from these.
I'm asking you a question. Who am I going to name as a candidate who is a great American, a great patriot, who could easily defeat Hillary if he was backed by the Republican Party? Who am I going to pick?
I don't know. There are a number of people.
Well, okay. Give me three.
I would say I like Rand Paul in Kentucky.
Rand Paul. Rand Paul is the equivalent of the guy who said, I got to pick the hood up and fix this car. You remember who I'm talking about? Someone who will split the vote and guarantee a Democrat election. Rand Paul cannot win. Absolutely not win. Impossible.
But
so
Mike,
I would put an X through him. Who am I talking about? Ross Perot. Remember Ross Perot? Rand Paul would be the equivalent of Ross Perot. He'd get around 8-9% of the vote. Who else would you think could possibly compete against Hillary Clinton? Let's come up with two more, just for the sake of discussion, please. Give me two more names that anybody would recognize.
I like the various governors. I like the governor of Wisconsin.
Yeah, but you don't know his name.
It's Walker, Scott Walker, the union.
Oh yeah, he's got real name recognition. You couldn't even remember it.
I'm sorry?
How about that wonderful congressman from Florida, who the Republicans gerrymandered out of a job? Do you know his name, Alan West?
Alan West, sure.
See, to me, he's the only candidate who not only I would back 1,000%, but he could win. He's got a real story to tell. Third-generation American military, African-American, patriot, lover of the country, straight-up guy, strong, clear. How can we never hear from him? Because the Republican Party has basically put him to the back of the bus.
I would definitely back him.
Well, okay, so at least we agree on something. 855-407-282. Philadelphia, WWIQ, while it's still on the air. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Boy, are you correct about that. I don't even know what you're talking about, but I know something's brewing. Let's assume that Putin and Obama have their meeting. We're not going to be privy to what they say. I think that what's going on right now is that they've already had their meeting. They've already had their meeting through secure channels. They said what they're going to say. And Putin said, hey, you know what, Barack? I got Snowden. How about you just say, hey, we're not going to have the meeting. You save face. We all win. We've gotten all our stuff out of the way. And guess what? He's here in Russia. I don't think that Snowden has half a chance in the world of living out the entire year if he stays in Russia. You haven't heard anything about him, right? You don't know where he went. You don't know what he's doing. We have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, I would say the prognosis of Snowden surviving a year is very poor. I would say polonium sushi will be on his menu, or let us say a trip through the ice in the Lake Vladivostok.
When he disappears out of the memory of America, which won't take long, maybe 2 weeks, maybe a month, he'll disappear. In 8 months, somebody might scratch their heads and say, where'd Snowden go?
You mean after the Russians extract all of the data, once they get the file, which they already have, they don't need him anymore.
And they're going to give him back to America. This is the perfect thing to hand Snowden over on a silver plate to Obama. He'll disappear. He'll be renditioned to some horror of a country somewhere. Well, they'll torture him to death, and we'll never see him again. We'll never hear anything about it. And America, being what they are, they'll forget everything.
Well, America doesn't even know who he is. What do you mean forget? They only know which ball player is having sex with whom. And they what do they know? The average American is about the equivalent of a voter in Mexico in the 1950s right now. You look at elections in Mexico and the ignorance of the people. You have about the equivalent here. A mule could run for office in Mexico and win if he was positioned properly. We're not too far away from that.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. You need to watch out because thousands of new Obamacare rules are currently being implemented, and few know what the law says or does. Listen to what Senator Max Baucus, one of the authors of the Obamacare law, recently said.
I tell you, I just see a huge train wreck coming down, and I don't see any results yet. I just see a huge train wreck.
He's right. So protect yourself from this train wreck. Get the number one bestseller, the Obamacare Survival Guide. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law. Join more than 500,000 Americans who have their copy. Get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere, or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, on Talk 560 KSFO. We start with an injury accident in San Mateo, westbound 92, right before 101. Looks like at least one lane is blocked. Motorcycle involved in this one. Things backing up towards Foster City Boulevard. Northbound 101 in San Francisco, still bumper to bumper, leaving town 280 onto the lower deck. Upper deck sluggish from about the center anchorage as you head into to San Francisco. Giants game already in progress, so things should be getting better. Big problems up in the Petaluma area. Northbound 101 after Petaluma Boulevard South. It looks like we've got a crash. Injuries there. They've just cleared it off to the right shoulder, but expect some delays. In Oakland, eastbound 24, right after the Caldecott Tunnel, actually the Arinda side, stall, center divide. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Brought to you by Roto-Rooter. For all of your plumbing needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, go to rotorooter.com and connect with your local Bay Area Roto-Rooter. That's rotorooter.com. And away go troubles down the drain. Rotorooter.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop their harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate temperature reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This is a wonderful product. When I was in the hospital having my baby, the nurses used one to take my temperature, so I decided to get one. It's a fantastic product. I recommend everyone.
Backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, know you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows Windows, the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326.
If you're angry at, quote, the rich, that's not freedom.
John Hannity.
And with every penny they transfer in wealth, so goes the freedom of every American.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage University. You know, if you look back historically, what's going on in America today is similar to other historical periods. But the big one that comes to my mind is that of China when it was doped up with opium by the British. And the population became a population basically of coolies or slaves, however you want to put it, who were basically in opium dens, smoking opium. The British doped up the entire country so they can mistreat the people and basically pillage China of its natural resources. The British dumped the opium on the people, as you well know. And the United States provided the ships to transport it. They were the mules. And one of America's great families, the Delano family, does the name ring a bell? Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the maternal grandfather of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, made his fortune bringing drugs, transporting the drugs, the opium, to China. So I do know a little bit about history. Occasionally my PhD seeps out. You have to forgive me if I sound like a longshoreman. But I do remember a few facts here and there. And of course, China was doped up with opium. The people became slaves to foreign powers. They were basically run by the British. And then something happened. The nationalists arose in China, and there was a Boxer Rebellion when martial artists joined together to take the country back from the British, as it were. I think they killed the opium dealers, etc. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? Far-fetched plot, makes for a good movie. But then again, I'm only a novelist and a talk show host. I don't really have any access to power in this country. Thank God for the powers that be. Because if I did, things would be a little different. For example, I just read today, Obama has announced today he's willing to release Gitmo detainees to Yemen. I swear to God, he's willing to release Gitmo detainees to Yemen. Can you believe this? Yemen is a ground zero for terror. The terror threat we just heard about emanated from Yemen. And he's willing to release Gitmo detainees to Yemen. Can you believe this? This is what happens when you have a group of academic cranks take over a nation. Let's go to the callers. WABC in New York. Walter, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, the biggest loser in this is Putin and the Russian people. The Russian economy is in shambles. They need the United States more than we need them. And believe me, I bet you there's 50 Russian space scientists right now that want to rip Putin a new one because their contracts, their livelihood is about to go away.
Well, what do they need from us? What part of our economy helps the Russian economy?
Our economy doesn't need the Russian economy out. Name one.
No, you just made a statement, and I'm taking you as an intelligent caller. You said the Russians need us more than we need them. So I'm asking you, what do they need of us?
They need trade agreements. They need to sell things. They need to make money.
Mm-hmm. But you do know their natural resources are vast. You do know that, don't you?
Yeah, and most of those natural resources are in the satellite countries, not in a mother Russia.
Well, but so what? They still have access and control over those natural resources.
No, they don't.
I'm not saying you're 100% wrong, but don't you think it's odd for Obama to reignite a Cold War mentality by canceling a summit?
How is he reigniting anything? Russians are the ones losing, not us.
What do you mean, how is he reigniting? By slapping
losers.
the leader of a nation in the face? That's not reigniting a Cold War mentality?
No, not at all.
So in other words, you're an Obama good no matter what he does?
No, not at all either.
So you're an Obama bad sometimes? In other words, not all Obama good. But in this case, you think that Obama did the right thing by spitting in the face of Putin?
Yeah, I think he did the exact right thing.
Uh-huh. So what has Obama done in your mind that's wrong, ever?
Well, Well, Obamacare. I'm not a big fan of Obamacare.
Okay. How about him eliminating NASA? Were you a fan of that, eliminating the space agency?
Michael, you're lying to your figs. He didn't eliminate.
All right, wait, hold on. Don't go into a personal attack because I'll just hang up on you. I didn't attack you yet. Give me time. How do you feel about Obama having canceled NASA with the stroke of a pen?
He did not cancel. NASA is doing projects right now. They're doing.
Whoa. He eliminated the space shuttle, didn't he?
The space shuttle killed itself, and that's where...
Oh, now you're blaming the space shuttle for killing itself. So you do acknowledge that Obama made us passengers on a Russian space shuttle, correct?
No, the shuttle made us...
Well, what do you mean, no? We're traveling on a Russian space shuttle to the International Space Station because he eliminated our own rockets that could do so. So haven't you... Wait a minute. Don't you see that as a potential disaster for us? What if Putin cancels those tickets?
The reason the space shuttle program was canceled because the space shuttle was at the end of its life. There was no more.
The end of its life? The most preeminent space agency in the history of the world was at the end of its life, and Obama did the right thing by asphyxiating it?
He didn't asphyxiate it. It asphyxiated itself.
All right, so Obama didn't cancel NASA. It died on its own accord. So how do you feel about the fact that that Putin now has the power to cancel our astronauts flying on his rocket to the International Space Station? Would you say that's also a good thing?
Well, if he does that, Michael, he and the Russian people ain't going to have anything to eat because they're not going to be making any money.
They're going to have nothing to eat? You mean they have no natural resources and no food production of their own? Have you studied this in any detail that you can make such a statement? They seem to be doing quite well under overt communism. Under the era of Khrushchev, they had one salami hanging in a butcher store. The Russians seem to be very well fed right now. They're living a high life. How is that possible?
The Russians are not living a high life. If you listen to anybody who has delved into the Russians.
Well, okay, admittedly, they're like America. There are several classes in Russia. That's true. Just like in America. There's vast poverty and vast wealth. Would you say it's different here?
No, it's not different here.
Okay, so you would admit that there's vast poverty under your hero Obama right now.
There's poverty everywhere, Michael.
I'm saying even in this country, correct?
Yeah, there's poverty everywhere.
All right, so how do you feel about the president taking a $100 million trip to Africa while there's such poverty? How do you feel about him going to hang around with the poor billionaires in Martha's Vineyard? I don't think you would approve of that.
Every president since Washington has taken...
Okay. Now, it's every president is as big a bum as Obama. I get it. They've all vacationed and partied as much. Did George Washington play basketball in the back of the White House as often as Obama does?
Well, if George Washington knew how to play basketball, maybe he would have.
I see. So, in other words, there was no such a basketball court at the White House, but Washington would have played the game if he was in the White House. And, of course, if there was a television show, he would have gone on it. George Washington, he would have had no reserve to make a fool of himself, a laughingstock of the country either.
And how has he made a fool of himself by going on TV?
So in other words, you are an Obama acolyte. That's okay. You just should have admitted it up front. Because so far you haven't criticized him on anything except Obamacare.
Yeah, so what?
So what is it about Obamacare that you don't like?
Well, it sounds a little too, overreaching?
You're not concerned about the cost, are you?
I'm always concerned about costs for health care.
Well, not in general. Now, we're talking about Obamacare, which is basically Castro care, where every bum in the country is going to be given a gold-plated health care system at the expense of the worker. Doesn't that bother you? How do you feel about the food stamp situation in America?
If the statement you didn't just make wasn't a big, giant lie, I might agree with you.
I just asked you, how do you feel about the number of people on welfare and food stamps under Obama?
What about it?
You like the numbers? You like the fact that about 51% of the population doesn't work?
Well, would
you say that under George Washington, the country could have survived under George Washington if 50%, one out of two adults didn't work? Are you saying that that's the same as under George Washington, under Obama?
Well, if all the corporate one percenters haven't outsourced every last single stinking job.
All the corporate one percenters, you mean like the type he's staying with on Martha's Vineyard? Or some other corporate one percenters that we don't know? How do you feel about your boss staying with the corporate one percenters in Martha's Vineyard beginning Saturday? Does that bother you at all?
No, not at all.
It doesn't bother you. So you like that he's with the corporate one percenters you just put down?
That's right.
You just put down the corporate one percenters as evil, yet he's hanging with them next week in Martha's Vineyard. How does that compute in your brain?
It computes because guess what, Michael? They got all the money, and when you have all the money...
Wait, but you just put them down. You just said they're no good. Now you're approving of them because they're Obama's friends, so which way do you want it?
I'm not approving of anybody. I didn't approve of anything.
Well, you just said you're down with it. It's good that he's hanging around with Jeffrey Immelt and the other corporate one percenters who have all the money. You said it's a good thing.
Yeah, because if you want to get something done in this country, you've got to have them people to come along with you.
That's correct. So how did you just put them down then as no good?
I put them down as no good because they've outsourced every last stinking job in this country.
Really? Well, I tell you, there's some states that are booming right now in the oil and gas fields. They're booming. Did you know that, or you haven't read that recently?
Oh, I'm aware of that.
Thousands of jobs have been created in the states that have an oil and gas industry, while the false green jobs that Obama, your boss, has created have produced almost no jobs. You're aware of that, I'm sure.
Are you aware that if we don't get...
Well, no, please answer the question. You're aware that there's a boom in jobs in states that have oil and gas, correct? Do we agree on that? I didn't hear you. What did you say? There's a big business in the addict industry? Is that what you said?
If the United States doesn't get with it with green energy, we're going to be left in the dust. And the Chinese and the...
Green energy? Are you crazy? Wow. Of the billions of dollars spent, there's absolutely no proof that there's any jobs from it. So now you're approving of an industry that doesn't exist?
What are you talking about? The green...
Where did the $500 million loan that Obama gave to his friends in Solyndra, where did that money go?
That went to, obviously, development or research.
No, it didn't. It went nowhere. No one knows where the money went. Nothing was developed. So it is true that you're an Obama acolyte, which is good. You're a brainless Obama acolyte, and no matter what he does is good, and no matter who disagrees with him is bad. Is that correct? It's nice to be as brainwashed as you, my friend. Unfortunately for you, I'm not. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-399-5564 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-399-5564, 1-800-399-5564, or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom built-in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new jobs for completion by August 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-958-3736. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-958-3736. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-958-3736. That's 1-800-958-3736.
Here's Larry Stevens, director of Advanced Male Medical Center.
55 million men in the United States have ED. Only 10% of them ever seek help. It's a very simple process to replace that testosterone and feel young again and feel good again. We just had a gentleman in last week. He was 75 years old, and he came up to me at the end of his visit, and he was there on a follow-up visit. He said, I have a complaint. He said, my complaint is you've given me the best years of my life at the end of my life.
For the best years of your life, call Advanced Male Medical Center. Dial 415-877-1790 now, because this call could change your life. Get the help you need to live a full life again. Call 415-877-1790. That's 415-877-1790. Or go to advancedmailmedical.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Where did everybody go?
They saw my truck and ran for it.
Who are you?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector. And you're toast.
Why's that?
Because we're the leading orange oil specialist in California. A quick and easy way to eradicate termites for those who don't want to tent.
These guys are cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, it's much less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
What does eradicate mean?
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite. Don't let Pacific Coast Termites around.
You know, it's a reminder that for all the progress we've made, getting bin Laden, putting al-Qaeda between Afghanistan and Pakistan back on its heels, that this radical violent extremism is still out there, and we've got to, we've got to stay on top of it. It's also a reminder of how courageous our embassy personnel tend to be, because you can never have 100% security in some of these places.
Sure,
the countries themselves sometimes are ill-equipped to provide the kind of security that you want, even if we reinforce it.
So you have to watch out for those dangerous Islamic radicals, says the president. At the same time, John McCain and Graham Cracker are in Egypt telling them to take the violent, dangerous extremists called the Muslim Brotherhood and include them in the parliament. I see. And they did so on behest of the president. Again, hypocrisy, foolishness, no consistency in any of his statements or policies. It makes no sense. But what's more embarrassing is for the president to deliver major foreign policy and domestic policy speeches on a comedian show. It's astounding, actually, that there's no outcry against this. Let's go to the callers. Jay in California on KYOS. Thank you for listening. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I called because I think that the reason why he refused the summit is because I don't think Putin is holding up his end of the START treaty that he had, some months ago, about a year ago. And I think that that's why.
Well, actually, Obama thinks that Russia is holding up. What they're arguing over is missile defense, by the way. That's one thing that they're disagreeing on. But, they're also disagreeing over human rights issues. You're aware of the, I mean, human rights situation in Russia is not very good. I mean, let's be clear about that.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Would you think that the human rights situation in America is perfect here? It certainly isn't.
No. I think that a lot of that money that Washington says they're giving to the poor doesn't even get to the poor, from what I've seen.
Yes, but there's very serious issues in Russia in human rights. I mean, I've studied this in great detail. Opposition leader Alexei Navalny, do you know who he is?
I'm not quite sure.
He was sentenced to 5 years in prison on embezzlement charges last month that were trumped up. He was a colorful blogger. He turned protest leader, and he challenged the Kremlin by exposing corruption, mocking Russian leaders and running for mayor of Moscow. What happened? Well... The rest is history. The sanctions, by the way, in April, the U.S. imposed financial sanctions on 18 Russians over human rights violations. The sanctions were sparked by the death in prison of a Russian lawyer, Sergei Magnitsky, who had accused police and officials of stealing $230 million in tax rebates. Now, officials accused of profiting from the scheme or persecuting Magnitsky were hit with sanctions. Well, that's all well and good, but how about in America? The hundreds of millions or billions of dollars that have been stolen by politicians in this country through their front companies, through their wives, through their husbands. Shall I say, shall I mention their names? I don't want to wind up in more trouble than I'm already in trouble with in this country. I don't think that there's a big difference between the corruption in Russia and the corruption here in this government. Do you?
Well, I see Washington's a new boomtown now, so I agree with you.
Okay, then U.S. leaders joined musicians and free speech advocates around the globe in denouncing the imprisonment last year of members of the punk rock band Pussy Riot. What were they convicted of? Hooliganism. Why? They staged an anti-Putin protest inside a Russian Orthodox church. Do you think that that was a valid place to stage a protest against Putin inside a Russian Orthodox church, knowing what would happen?
Not necessarily, but I feel...
No, I mean, Russia is a seriously different country when it comes to religion than this atheist nation that we live in. Also, last year, Putin signed a law banning U.S. adoptions of Russian children. Why do you think he did that? Why do you think Putin banned the U.S. adoptions of Russian children last year? Well, some say it was a retaliation for the Magnitsky law that set in motion human rights sanctions against Russian officials. I would say it's because many Russian children are being snatched from their parents and sold to the highest bidder in the U.S., and they wanted to put a stop to the, not brain drain, but the child drain. Stealing children from a nation is not a pretty thing. But, you know, I have my own suspicions as to why Obama suddenly snubbed Putin. And I came up with it all on my own. Now, you could say that I'm crazy or I'm wrong. But it came right after Obama met with some of the most powerful gay leaders in America in Hollywood last night before meeting Jay Leno. We know that they are the first to have discovered Obama and put a lot of money behind them. I think that it was strictly over the gay rights issue, because we know that violence against gays has long been a problem in Russia. And the U.S. is criticizing Russia for an official crackdown on homosexual rights. For example, a new Russian law imposed fines and up to 15 days in prison for people accused of spreading, quote, propaganda of non-traditional sexual relations to minors. Well, that apparently offended many people in America, including Obama's major league supporters in Hollywood. And I believe that they told him to spit in Obama's face without any regard whatsoever to the bigger implications or ramifications. Again, they're hard focused only on their issues, and I think that's a detriment to world peace, incidentally. See, I worry that Obama's childish narcissism and his hissy fit, as it were, in saying, I'm not meeting with you, Putin, is a move towards a Cold War mentality that we don't need right now. And I'll repeat at this point in the show what I said right at the beginning. Isn't a Nobel Prize winner supposed to seek peace at all costs and supposed to put his own ego aside and try to work things out? And moreover, think about this. Isn't a summit held specifically to work out differences? So why would our great Nobel Peace Prize winning president decide not to attend the summit, other than because he was misadvised by a bunch of foolish narcissists somewhere along the watchtower? At least that's one man's opinion. 855-407-2822 is the phone number. This is Michael Savage, the author of the great book, Trickle Down Tyranny, which unfortunately has come true. It's out in paperback now, while it's still available before there's a book burning. I suggest you go grab a copy while it's still possible to do so. 855-407-282. The title of the book is Trickle Down Tyranny. Quite catchy, isn't it? But it actually has meaning. Trickle Down Tyranny. Let's see how that works. The tyranny of the White House is trickling down to you? How is that possible? Oh, you mean spying on citizens, attacking conservatives? Yeah, stuff like that. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere. Here we are, third hour of the Savage Nation for today. And what is today? It's Wednesday, the 7th of August, 2013. At least I hope it is. The question of the day is, who is the biggest loser, Obama or Putin? Excuse me, Obama sounds like a child canceling a summit with Putin. Aren't we supposed to have a summit when sides do not agree? Does Obama look presidential in throwing this little hissy fit, or more like a snitty child throwing a hissy fit? Does he have any idea what this will do to our ability to travel to the space station? We are now flying as passengers on the Russian connector flight because he canceled NASA. Do you know that Obama destroyed NASA with the stroke of a pen? No, I guess you were too busy laughing at Jay Leno's jokes. Also on MichaelSavage.com tonight and on the show, Mr. Nobel Peace Prize cancels summit with Putin. Russia says Obama hurt himself by canceling the summit. Now, it wasn't just over Snowden, by the way. I've done research. It's on many other issues, including Syria, missile defense, adoption, civil society. But mainly, I think it's gay rights. I believe it's the big gays in Hollywood who put Obama in power, who told him to act tough. Putin going to Cairo next week after McCain and Graham Cracker leave. That's right. McCain and Graham Cracker want us to support the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda. Russia does not. So who's doing the right thing, Russia or us? Crazy, isn't it? Not to be outdone by Obama's madness is Mr. Wimp. That would be former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney. He jumped into the, the fray of things. He's warning Republicans not to act too tough on Obamacare, or the Dems may get mad. Meanwhile, the First Family is planning to invade Obama's the vineyard, Martha's Vineyard, and the people are freaking out. They can't stand it anymore. They said, President, go home. And he's staying in the home of a Mr. David M. Schulte, who did the very same thing, I believe, that Romney was criticized for doing in running Bain Capital. You see, Mr. Schulte, Obama's host, is the managing partner at and has been managing member of Chilmark Partners, LLC. And what they do is, they restructure companies. And they make a hell of a bundle recycling these companies, such as, well, I don't have to read the companies to you. He takes distressed companies and sells them off, makes a lot of money. And he did exactly what Romney did, but now apparently it works for him now that he's the host of Obama. So I could ask you some questions. Oh, Mr. Nobel Peace Prize canceled the summit with Putin. Does it matter to you? Who's acting like the bully here, Putin or Obama? Who's the bigger loser here, Putin or Obama? Aren't we supposed to have a summit when sides do not agree? Does Obama look presidential or more like a snitty child throwing a fit? Now, let me ask you another question. Do you have any idea what this might do to our ability to travel to the space station? You realize that the very same great president terminated NASA, the world's most superior space agency. He eliminated it. Remember I wrote about it in one of my books? Have you forgotten what this man has done to our space agency? He destroyed it. He eliminated it. And what did he do? He said, well, don't worry. We can still get to the space station. We will buy seats on the Russian carrier, the shuttle. Originally, the seats were something like, I don't know what they were. They've gone up tenfold in price. Why? They have a monopoly. I suspect that Putin may now cancel the United States from traveling on the Russian rocket to our space station. The ramifications are overwhelming from what this narcissistic child is doing to us. Internationally, nationally, domestic, it's astounding. It's an embarrassment on top of it all. I mean, I know politicians have to lie to get where they are. Not all, but most. Let's put it that way. It's now reaching a point of not being comedic in the political arena. It's being demonic in the political arena, and that's what's worrying me. This man is increasingly becoming more and more insulated from reality. I watched a little bit of the Jay Leno replay on a news show this morning, and I saw how he just tosses things off with a certain aplomb, like Mr. Cool. You know, just throw it out there, and everyone's going to gobble it up because he's God himself. And all I thought was, is this is a man who has so many yes men and yes women around him that they get on their hands and knees and they lick his boots and tell him how great he is. There's no criticism. I can tell you right now, looking at this guy, no one likes criticism. Let me be honest with you. No powerful man likes to be criticized. But wise, powerful men wisely have critics around them to keep them in line, or else they tend to become maniacs. Let me put it to you that way and let it hang in the air. Unless you have people who are willing to say, hey, look, that's BS, or look, that doesn't sound right, you're going to increasingly paint yourself into a corner and you're going to become increasingly dangerous to yourself and all those around you. At least that's my opinion. So who was the biggest loser by canceling the summit with Putin? Is it Obama or Putin? And remember what I said to you. He says that Putin tends to slip back into a Cold War mentality. It seems to me that he is pushing us into a Cold War mentality. It seems that he wants a major confrontation with Russia. And I also reminded you, because most of you have gone to sleep because it's August and you don't even remember what he did. It was Obama who destroyed NASA. He eliminated NASA. We have no way to get to the space station anymore on our own. He's made us passengers on a Russian spacecraft to get to the International Space Station. Russia could tomorrow say, you know what, wise guy, I'll tell you what, you can walk there or you can fly United because you're not flying on our spacecraft at any price. Goodbye. Have a nice day. And I'll tell you, maybe Obama really wants that. Maybe he'd like to eliminate our space program so we have nothing in space, so we can let China get ahead of us. This is a very dangerous president on every level. Now, I wake up every day and I say to myself, look, you know, I know where I stand with regard to Obama because I've studied him, I've written about him. This is not based upon rhetoric. It's not based upon anything, pure analysis. But I said, you know, the people may not be ready to accept this. Maybe they think that you're being overly harsh. So why don't you take a different approach today? I can't. I try to. I think of another way to approach it. I try to give the man the benefit of the doubt. But at this stage, I don't know how to do it anymore. There's nothing he is doing that makes rational sense if you look at it from the point of view of a country that, let us say, wants national safety and international prestige. Everything he's doing is the opposite of what I would do or what I would advise a leader to do. Do you disagree with me on that? I don't know how to go into this in any more detail other than to play more of the sound that this man put out on his own on a comedy show last night. The man is setting foreign policy on a comedy show, not at a legitimate press conference. Who does he think he's fooling? Let's put it to you this way. Thinking people were not taken in by his appearance on Leno. They knew who he was before, and they think he's the same after. So let's say the morons who don't read a newspaper, the imbeciles who don't go to the Internet, the morons, imbeciles, and idiots who go nowhere for their news but late-night comedy shows. Do you think they were convinced by him? It doesn't matter if they were, because they're going to vote for him anyway. So if the morons, imbeciles, and idiots who vote for him are watching Jay Leno and they believe he made good points, they're going to vote for him anyway. So what's the difference? So what did he achieve by doing it? I don't understand. I don't know what he's doing here. Somebody is either misadvising him or he's not as smart as we think. Something is wrong here. Something is very wrong here. So let's go to some sound. You know what I'm going to play for you? Clip 17. Here is your Nobel Prize winning president way back when he first won the award for being, the first black president. Listen to clip 17.
I am both surprised and deeply humbled by the decision of the Nobel Committee. Let me be clear. I do not view it as a recognition of my own accomplishments, but rather as an affirmation of American leadership on behalf of aspirations held by people in all nations. To be honest, I do not feel that I deserve to be in the company of so many of the transformative figures who've been honored by this prize.
Well, that's true. That's the first honest thing he said. That was the first honest thing he said and the last honest thing he said. At least that's one man's opinion, Michael Savage, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Daddy, Daddy, do superheroes get cavities?
I get asked a lot of questions. None of them really surprise me anymore. But my neighbor asked me recently if I knew that I could get $250,000 of life insurance through AIG Direct for just $17 a month. I knew I needed to get life insurance, but I had no idea that protecting my family could be so affordable. With $250,000, my wife and kids would be taken care of if something ever happened to me. It could help pay the mortgage, the car payments, the groceries, dentist visits, karate lessons, college tuition, and for just $17 a month. I love my family, and it's a great feeling knowing that if they ever lost me, they won't lose everything else, too.
Save up to 70% on term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-895-7455. That's 1-800-895-7455. 1-800-895-7455.
2 out of 3 Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
If you want thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair, and haven't tried Ovation Cell Therapy yet, what are you waiting for? Once you've tried Ovation Cell Therapy, you'll know why so many satisfied Ovation users happily share their testimonials, and you will too.
I need exclamation marks for how satisfied I am with Ovation. I'm beginning to have my old hair back. The hair that people complimented, not the hair that was thin and limp. I no longer have to be embarrassed.
I like Ovation because it doesn't contain paraben and other toxic preservatives. My hair and skin are happy.
Ovation Cell Therapy is guaranteed to be safe and effective and very easy to use. With Ovation Cell Therapy, there are no prescriptions required and no hair samples to mail in for thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair. Guaranteed. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. Really, what are you waiting for? OvationHair.com.
How would you like to put an extra $10,000 to $15,000 in your pocket every single month? Hi, I'm Jeff Adams, America's number one real estate trainer and best-selling author. Not that long ago, I was a full-time fireman struggling to make ends meet and $250,000 in debt. Then I developed my flipping houses for quick cash formula, and now I'm a multimillionaire. As a fireman, I save countless lives. Now I save financial lives, and I want to help you. For a limited time, I would like to give anyone that calls a free copy of my special report, Flipping Houses for Quick Cash. In this free report, I'll show you how to flip one house in your area in the next 90 days and make up to $50,000 in profit. By using my formula, you won't need cash or credit. You'll just need access to my innovative in-house financing program.
Call 1-800-770-1935 now to get your free report, and Jeff will give you 2 free tickets to one of his upcoming workshops in your area, where Jeff and his team will personally teach you his formula for quick cash profits. Call 800-770-1935. 800-770-1935. Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
With new economic policies in place and the financial future hard to predict, where do we go from here? I'm Brian Sussman, and I'd like you to join me with financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial workshop on Tuesday, August 13th in Pleasant Hill, or Thursday, August 15th in San Mateo, both at 7 p.m. How are you affected by new tax laws and the stock market trends? What investment mistakes should you avoid? Join me and Pat Vitucci. That's Tuesday, August 13th at the Hyatt House in Pleasant Hill, 7 p.m., or Thursday, the 15th at the Marriott in San Mateo, also at 7 p.m. No cost, no obligation. Call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Borders, language, culture. Find out what the Bay Area really is about. It's about the Savage Nation. Right here, 6 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Look, a number of months ago in the Savage Nation, or a year ago, I said that the only thing that can save America is a nationalist party. Many of you jumped at that idea, and others were offended or frightened by the idea of a nationalist party. I don't want to get into a sidetrack here, but I've never seen a president who has as little nationalist spirit as Obama. I am not talking about an arrogant attitude. I'm not talking about great power chauvinism. I'm not talking about conceit based upon the history of the nation. Because every nation, big or small, has its strong and weak points. Let's be clear about that. But never before have I seen a president who rarely, if ever, refers to anything patriotic, or rarely, if ever, refers to the nation in a positive term, in positive terms. Moreover, I've never seen a president who does everything to undermine the power of the nation and the prestige of the nation. How else shall I put it? He seems to be obsessed with college issues, gay marriage, global warming, you name it, a watch list of idiocy that has currency in Hollywood and in academia, but nowhere else where intelligent people congregate. Even Mao Zedong, one of the worst Hitlers in modern history, was a patriot. And I remember reading quotations from Chairman Mao. Remember back when those little red books were circulating in America, when everyone thought they were cool wearing blue uniforms or the little blue caps with red stars in the early 70s? That little red book. Well, in one of the chapters of Mao Zedong, a hero of the American left, a man who was responsible for the deaths of 60 million people at the very least, but a hero nevertheless to these fools. He wrote on the patriotism and internationalism the following. He said, can a communist who is an internationalist at the same time be a patriot? Mao Zedong wrote, we hold that he not only can be, but must be. The specific content of patriotism is determined by historical conditions. So what he was saying is, yes, we're communists, we're internationalists, but we're also patriots with regard to pride in China. Obama has no pride in America. He has contempt and derision towards our nation. Internationalist though he may be, and it's clear to me he is failing as an internationalist, alienating in this case Vladimir Putin, because his ego was in some way incited by something or other, or he was told to do this by the fools of Hollywood who think that they're God Almighty, simply because of gay rights. I don't know exactly what triggered this, but it makes no sense whatsoever. If you have a disagreement with Putin over Snowden, which is the cover story, you go and you meet Putin, you meet with him over Snowden, you meet with him over Syria, you meet with him over human rights, you meet with him over adoption rights, you meet with him over gay rights. You don't say, I'm not going, like a child, like a girl at a prom. So the whole thing is something's wrong here. Something's wrong here. Mr. Nobel Peace Prize cancels a summit with Putin. It's a shock, actually. It's one of the biggest stories of the year. And it's gone completely, you know, let's say, missed by the media. In Moscow, the Kremlin today said it's disappointed, but Russia remains ready to work with the United States on a variety of issues. Well, what are they going to say? They have legitimate foreign policy activists working for them. They know how to talk. But Obama's decision is going to deepen the chill between the two nations. I mean, they disagree on Syria. Why? Think about it. Just think about Syria. Which side is Putin on in Syria? Putin's on the side of the dictator, Assad, a murderous, horrendous individual, a murderer of the worst order. But if you have to make a choice between one devil and the other, I don't think anyone listening to this program would think that we should be sending advanced weaponry to the so-called rebels, who we all know by now that the rebels are the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda. Everyone knows that, except McCain and Lindsey Graham, who are obviously arms peddlers. It looks to me like McCain and Lindsey Graham are simply lobbyists for arms peddlers, glorified arms peddlers who want to sell weapons or give weapons to the so-called rebels for whatever the reason, probably to do with money, nothing else. There's never any reason other than money. Putin, we understand. Syria is basically a client state of Russia. Syria is a client state of Russia. I said it wrongly. Assad is a puppet of Russia to a great extent. Assad is not a Muslim by any means. He's a Stalinist by any analysis. In that sense, he fits into the sphere of influence of Russia. So let's be clear about this. It's in their interest to make sure that Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood doesn't take over Syria. It should be in our interest to make sure that the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda doesn't take over Syria. Do you want chemical weapons in their hands? Is that where you want them? How do you not see the mess here created by Hillary Clinton and Obama? How do you not see it? How do you not see the mangled mess created by these fools, these academic fools? I ask myself every day. Every day I get up and say, what is this idiot going to do next? And I wake up and he does it. Do you have any idea why this is the most important story of the day? It's because it's never happened before that a so-called president would literally make a major policy decision like this without any consultations, without any press conference. Is he trying to trigger a new Cold War with Russia? There's something crazy about this man. He's getting increasingly narcissistic. He's getting increasingly cut off from reality. He goes on a comedian show to explain himself, not explaining himself through a press conference. This man worries me, and he's got 3.5 more years, big years, to damage America. How do U.S. leaders feel about Russia's behavior? Well, I think I would reverse it. Russia's behavior. Let's see, what did Russia actually do? Russia embraced a fugitive who leaked U.S. secrets. Well, many people in America think that he's actually a whistleblower rather than a traitor. So now Obama uses that as a front to cancel a meeting, a one-on-one summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Really? You think that's the real reason? Well, there are some other big issues facing the U.S. and Russia that are the real reasons, and they're using Snowden as a cover. And one is Syria. Apparently, the United States wants to back Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood called the rebels. Make no mistake about it. McCain, and Graham Cracker went over there to Egypt, and they're backing the Muslim Brotherhood, insisting the Muslim Brotherhood be put back into the political process. And in Syria, McCain and Graham Cracker want us to back Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood against Assad. So whose side is Obama really on?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest price. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-358-7946 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-358-7946. Call 800-358-7946. That's 800-358-7946. Again, 800-358-7946.
Good evening, I'm Dave Hawks, Hawk Talk 560 KSFO. Police are looking for the gunman who wounded a woman in a drive-by shooting in San Francisco's Fillmore District this afternoon. A 25-year-old woman was shot in the leg on McAllister Street around 1:30 by someone in a passing black sedan. The victim is expected to survive. And the big Powerball drawing has come and gone.
The six numbers were drawn at 8 o'clock. The final tally, $448 million is the estimated jackpot. No word yet on winners. Taking a look at the commute, we do have a major accident on Skyline Boulevard in the hills, right at La Honda Road. Both directions shut down on Highway 35. I'm Dave Fowkes, Star Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves. Page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs. Page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations. Page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, Tom Baudette. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft, and he didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous, confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut him down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Don found out the hard way that identity theft is so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO. If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, we've been talking about the so-called terror warnings from the administration and how most people don't believe a word of it. Very convenient for him to bring up the terror warnings right now. Why do I say it? Well, joining us now for the Washington Times is Jennifer Harper, who's been looking into this fake terror warning business and some other stories for us. Jennifer Harper, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
It's always good to be with you, Michael.
Do you believe that this terror warning and closing down consulates is an authentic threat that he was reacting to or a device to distract the media? What was he doing here?
Well, I think there are two very distinct groups here. First, there are a lot of skeptics that say these terror warnings, and they can be quite alarming. They're using all the appropriate language, such as chatter and other button-pushing phrases that can alarm the public. And definitely, the skeptics are saying that these warnings are just a distraction to the public because the Benghazi anniversary is coming up on September 11th, and also the NSA questions have still not been solved yet. yet. And a lot of skeptics are saying, you know, these are bogus warnings, and they really are just meant to distract the public from looking at Benghazi or the NSA. But then there's another school of thought that says these are serious stakes. We need to inform the public the best we can. But as we found in the past decade, Michael, this is a very hard form of communication. We've already been through a whole spate of styles here, where at one point we were using color-coded warnings, and those were quite the source of mockery in their time. And so we have a work in progress here. On one hand, I think the skeptics have a good point. This could very well be a distraction against these troubles that within the Obama administration. And certainly it doesn't help when the president is going on late-night television or golfing when we have a terror alert.
Are we being practical in closing the consulates around the world, or are we acting like cowards?
Well, that definitely is certainly part of the thinking. A lot of people would judge how we've reacted during other conflicts. During World War II, we had the very strong home front, and everyone was involved. When we have an asymmetrical war like we're dealing with here, the reactions are going to be varied as well. We're getting reports in from, say, tour operators and other people who track the travels of American citizens, and they're citing there are no lessening of travel. People are still going on vacation. They're still traveling. They're not displaying any fear here. And also, we have to note that a lot of the American public, when confronted with a terror alert like this, are saying, we're tired of this. We have terror fatigue. All right, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm going to go about that my business. And in many ways, that's a good American way to do it, to go about your business and still be practical. And I think former NSA and CIA Director Michael Hayden, he said, well, we had to do something. We had to put out a warning, and this warning was done in a way to almost be like a shot off the bow of Al-Qaeda and the rest, to show them that we are aware of what they're doing. And, you know, certainly as we go forward and we have distinct attacks in Yemen and other sites that are troubled, these stakes may change. But for now, it is a very fluid situation, and it's one that is filled with lots of information but very few conclusions. It's interesting to note that at one point, right after 9/11, it was Donald Rumsfeld himself, then head of the Defense Department, he was the one that said, we do have too much information. Maybe we should go back to a once-a-week report like we found on newsreels. So this is definitely a work in progress, a fluid situation.
You've reported that a $572 million defense contract for helicopters went to a Russia state-owned company. Really? Has that been canceled by Obama?
This is something that has not been reported a great deal, and it has been brought to public attention by Senator John Cornyn, Texas Republican, and he has discovered that there is indeed a $572 million Defense Department contract that is going to Rosso Burano Exports. I'm sure I did not pronounce that right, but this is a Moscow-based military aircraft manufacturer. They're going to supply about 30 very high-tech helicopters for our fighting in Afghanistan. And he has sent a letter to General Martin E. Dempsey, advising the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that this Russian company also receives, which is receiving these huge payments from DOD, is also continuing to serve as a key enabler of atrocities in Syria. That's an exact quote from the senator, that they are transferring weapons and ammunition to prop up the, as he calls it, the bloodthirsty regime of al-Assad. So you have a senator that's saying, why are you giving $572 million to a Russian company? But he has a dozen other senators who are asking the same question. They've all sent a letter. They have all signed this letter. This is a bipartisan group. It includes six Republicans, six Democrats, including Senator Kelly Ayotte, Christopher Murphy in Connecticut. He's a Democrat. Ron Wyden of Oregon. Just a spate of different lawmakers who are wondering why this is happening. And the senators want to know. DOD's relationship with this firm is troubling, they said in their letter, but the prospect that American taxpayers have been made into unwitting victims of Russian corruption demands special scrutiny. That is what the letter states. This is something to be followed very closely.
Where is the midstream media on this? Why have we not heard much about this at all? Well, I pretty much know why. It makes Obama look like what he is.
Well, I think this is one senator and 12 people that agree with him. They have sent a single letter to General Dempsey. They want to know why. They're also pointing out that if we have Russian aircraft mixed up with American-made aircraft, that is not the most efficient way to conduct a ground war. They are saying these problems are self-inflicted, and this policy is extremely short-sighted. But I think it's a larger problem that will have to be addressed as to why Russia did get this contract and what the reasoning is behind it. It's a complicated situation. It's going to take a while to sort out.
Changing up topics now, you report on Fry World and the terrible food that they're pushing at state fairs.
Well, this is a phenomenon that never seems to go away, and it gets more baroque every year. We're talking about the deep-fried everything that you get to eat only at a state fair. And indeed, this is some of the foods that will be served at the Minnesota State Fair. This is the Midway menu. Minnesota State Fair is one of the biggest in the nation, and I kid you not, Michael, this is what's on the menu. Candied bacon cannoli, deep-fried bread pudding, deep-fried meatloaf on a stick with wine glaze, deep-fried pickles with chocolate sauce. This goes on and on. There's even something called comet corn, which is caramel popcorn that has been frozen with liquid nitrogen. How bizarre is that? But, you know, this is something that you find at state fairs all over the place in Texas. They have chicken fried bacon. They have deep fried banana splits. They have fried Coke. I don't know what that is. In California, in your home state, pork chop on a stick, maple bacon sundae, cheesy bacon bits, deep fried macaroni on a stick. This is a phenomenon. I don't know how to explain it. Maybe you can explain it better as to why we have these bizarre foods, what it indicates about our culture. But interestingly enough, our friends in Britain have not overlooked this. And we find that the Imperial College of London has seen so much explosion of fast food that they have in the past year recommended that possibly Lipitor or other statin drugs should be handed out for nothing, for free, at fast food restaurants to help counter this trend.
Well, not surprising, the so-called AMA now says sitting at your desk can kill you. Really?
Well, there's always a study for everything, and this study is finding out that the average American just sits at their desk almost all day. About 86% of U.S. workers sit all day, and about 70% of them, Michael, detest it. This is coming from the American Medical Association. The average American sits 13 hours a day. They sleep 8 hours. This is what's called, as you probably know, the old sedentary lifestyle. They're not getting out and walking around the block or walking the dog or walking with Teddy. And the AMA is condemning this phenomena, and they are now issuing new workplace policy directives urging employers to provide sitting alternatives like standing desks, exercise balls to sit on. You got to wonder about this, but you also have to wonder about issuing a workplace policy directive. You know, the minute, say, the First Lady Michelle Obama or New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg hears this, they may want to have workplace directives of their own. And there's another poll out there. This one is coming from Ergotron. They actually make standing desks. They found that only 31% of Americans say they go to the gym now. So something to think about if the AMA is recommending against the sedentary lifestyle found by all of us who sit behind a desk.
Jennifer Harper, thanks again for being with us on the Savage Nation.
It's always a pleasure, Michael.
I'm Michael Savage, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-456-8488. That's 1-800-456-8488. 1-800-456-8488.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivore wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsey Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's carnivora.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY. 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. And order now.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-958-3736. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-958-3736. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-958-3736. That's 1-800-958-3736.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1099. That's 1-800-322-1099. Call now. 1-800-322-1099.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO is doing more than just talking about unemployment.
People are one job away from losing everything.
It's insane.
These are not just numbers on a page.
Putting the Bay Area back to work. A one-day career fair on September 4th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at AT&T Park. Meet with recruiters from DeVry University, the U.S. Army, New York Life, and more. Get involved now at KSFO.com.
Over 175 million downloads and counting. iHeartRadio is one of the most successful apps because it's free and it plays your favorite station right from your iPhone, iPad, Android, BlackBerry, and more. Just download iHeartRadio and get to playing. This station and over 1,500 of the best live and local stations from cities large and small. It's everything you love about radio right on your mobile device. Download now at iHeartRadio.com.
Mark Levin.
Raise taxes? Is he insane?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Obama had the nerve to say after he canceled this summit with Putin on the Jay Leno show, something that I found to be rather embarrassing. Well, a lot of things he said that were embarrassing. I want to go to the clip where he says in clip four that occasionally Russia slips back into a Cold War mentality. Listen to clip four.
A lot of what's been going on hasn't been major breaks in the relationship, mm-hmm. and they still help us on supplying our troops in Afghanistan. Sure. They're still helping us on counterterrorism work. They were helpful after the Boston bombing in that investigation. So there's still mm-hmm. a lot of business mm-hmm. that we can do with them. But there have been times where they slip back into Cold War thinking and, right. and a Cold War mentality. And
let's stop right there. I'll ask the audience in America listening to the Savage Nation on over 200 stations on the Savage Nation, who is slipping back into a Cold War mentality here, Putin or Obama? I'll let you decide. Maybe somebody in the government will understand the danger we are in from this crackpot who is running America off the rails on virtually every level, from the economy, military, you name it. The man is taking the country apart brick by brick. He is destroying the greatest nation on earth brick by brick and getting away with it. Why? Because there's no media. The government media complex is really the media government complex. The Democrat Party and the media is, by and large, a single entity. But I guess it's summertime and the living is easy. He goes on a television show and he makes stupid statements. And he tells it to a comedian. But even Jay Leno stabbed him in the back, by the way. I don't know if you know this. While Obama, the president of the United States of America, is waiting backstage to make a fool of himself on a comedy show, jokes were told about the president of the United States that are actually quite shocking. Listen to clip 17. You're not going to believe it.
I am both surprised and deeply humbled by the decision of the Nobel Committee. Let me be clear.
The wrong clip. I got two clips by the same. We're having a wonderful show today. We have gray mice working somewhere. They're both numbered 17.
The White House has admitted that President Obama's chief of staff had advance warning the IRS was targeting conservative groups, but never told the president. Well, President Obama says the first time he heard about the IRS scandal and the AP phone record scandal, first time he heard about it was from the media. See, that's why President Obama holds press conferences, not to explain what's going on, to find out what's going on. The president didn't know about Benghazi, didn't know about the IRS scandal, didn't know about the AP scandal. You know what this means? They took Don't Ask, Don't Tell out of the Pentagon and moved it into the White House. Not looking good for President Obama. Today his teleprompter took the fifth. That's a bad sign when that happened. In fact, they've changed their slogan from Yes, We Can to No, I can't remember. I'm sorry. President Obama says he's renewing his efforts to close Guantanamo Bay. Guantanamo Bay? How about closing the IRS? Why don't we do that? Okay. See, when I was growing up, we were always afraid of Big Brother watching us. And now with Obama, we actually have a brother watching us. But President Obama said, although people are being watched, President Obama said, no one is listening to your phone calls. He said, no one in the government is listening to your phone calls. And you know, I believe the president. You ever called a government agency? Huh? The person on the other end is never listening. You can talk to you blue in the face. They're never listening to what you say. I always love when politicians say things like this. President Obama said today he welcomes a national debate over our surveillance policy. He said it's a debate we wouldn't have had 5 years ago. 5 years ago? It's a debate we wouldn't have had 2 weeks ago if they all hadn't gotten caught. That's why we're having the debate. Exactly. Bad day on Wall Street. The stock market dropped over 350 points today. See, I knew Obama shouldn't have come back home. I knew this would have happened. Today, President Obama announced the appointment of a man named Daniel Werfel as the new acting commissioner of the Internal Revenue. The other guy was fired. See, they're called acting commissioner because he has to act like the scandal doesn't involve the White House. That's how the acting part comes from right there. A lot of critics are now comparing President Obama to President Nixon. The good news for Obama, at least he's no longer being compared to President Carter. But man, these White House scandals are not going away anytime soon. I tell you how bad it's looking for President Obama. People in Kenya are now saying he is 100% American. That's how bad it's going. Well, yesterday, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell charged that there's a culture of intimidation throughout the Obama administration. That's what McConnell said. They said it's a culture of intimidation. Really? Anybody intimidated by Barack Obama? Huh? He can't even keep Joe Biden in line. Actually, President Obama made a surprise visit to a a school in Baltimore on Friday. And these kids, you know, these little kids are so much more sophisticated nowadays. Yeah, here's the video. Take a look.
In regards to Benghazi, what did you know? And where did you know it?
Mitch McConnell says you governed by intimidation. Is that true?
Isn't it unconstitutional to secretly obtain foreign records of AP reporters?
Who inside the IRS had the plan to target conservatives?
President Obama told a group of school children that broccoli is his favorite food. You know, it's one thing to lie to the voters, okay? But, you know, when you're lying to kids, come on, come on. And last week, President Obama told a group of school children that broccoli was his favorite food, which the kids seemed to believe. They believed him. Then he told them Obamacare would reduce the deficit, and the kids all burst out laughing.
Pretty good stuff. Actually, his writers are really good. That's over the last few months. The first 60 seconds was from last night. The rest was before. Some of it's very well written. I mean, the comedy writers for these major guys are smart. The issue is, though, how do you feel about a president being ridiculed like this over a six-month period and then going on the guy's show? It doesn't make sense to me. Again, who is he talking to? So there we are. We're waking up almost like with a hangover from this guy on a daily basis. We all feel like we're stumbling, not knowing what he's going to do next. There's no reason. There's no rhyme to what he's doing. The southwest border with Mexico is wide open. The illegals are coming across in droves, knowing that he's going to grant them amnesty so they can vote for Democrats and turn it into a one-party system forever. It's astounding to me. The Hassan trial, the Major Nidal Hassan that we talked about yesterday, the workplace violence trial, remember that one? The Muslim major who killed 13 and wounded 32, making a mockery of our justice system. He should have been put up before a firing squad within 60 days and shot. What kind of mockery is this that we let this go on? Everyone there knows he killed those people and he shot the others. What's the trial all about? It's to make a mockery of our legal system. Obama has not said one word about the victims of this workplace violence at Fort Hood, has he? Yet he had the nerve to stick his nose into the Trayvon Martin Zimmerman case, saying that if he had a son, he would look like Trayvon Martin. Well, he should have said that if he had a son or a daughter, they would have looked like the veterans who were shot to death by Nidal Hassan. But he let this case drag on for four straight years, hasn't he? Sweeping it under the rug. So nothing seems to be quite right. Not in Foggy Bottom, not on Air Force One, not in the White House, not even in the outhouse. I'm asking you, do you think I'm wrong in this? Do you think I have this upside down, or do you think I'm correct? I'll take it the other way. I'm open for suggestion. How could this man get everything so wrong? Who is advising him? Valerie Jarrett? Her name came up. Who is she? Some shadowy figure from Chicago's back wards who made a fortune in real estate swindles and deals, according to those who've studied her background? She's now advising Obama on what to do? Who is this woman? They say she's the one who ordered that we stand down in Benghazi and let the ambassador get killed. All trails lead to Valerie Jarrett. Well, she hasn't been fired. She's still there. Why? Who is she? Where does she derive her power? From where does she derive her power?
Savage.